A Kelowna property listed for $1 million back in March 2022 sold for $2.45 million after a chaotic bidding war by several developers. But the matter is now winding its way through the courts after the deal fell through. Georgiana Moore and John Sabo had lived at 165 Leadhead Road for more than 30 years, but with plans to move to Alberta, they listed their 0.27-acre property in March 2022 with an asking price of $1 million. The listing described the property as an incredible development opportunity that was priced to sell. An opportunity like this rarely comes along, so developers, start your engines. This is what you have been looking for, the listing stated. On March 19, just 4 days after the property was listed, a bidding war ensued, with four parties submitting offers ranging from $900,000 to $1.3 million. I would describe the situation as a frenzy, as agents kept calling me with their prices and the offers for the property kept climbing, the seller's realtor Amanda Tuck said in a deposition. The offers climbed rapidly throughout the day, to $1.8 million, then $2.2 million. Finally, the couple accepted Rajveer Dayal's bid of $2.45 million, and Dayal sent over a $100,000 deposit a few days later. But things went off the rails when Dayal's realtor Aman Kandola reached out to the city of Kelowna about a small adjoining property at 160 Leadhead Road that's owned by the city. Prior to accepting Dayal's offer, Tak had told Kandola that the city had offered the small property to her clients about 25 years prior. Pretty exciting stuff about the potentials of the two properties together, I would say, Tak texted Kandola on the morning of March 19. You would buy 160 Leadhead at the assess value from the city, which is assessed at 126K. But in late April 2022, a City of Kelowna employee told Kandola staff would not recommend the sale of 160 Leadhead due to utility infrastructure located on the small property. She said if Dayal were to purchase the lot, the cost of relocating the infrastructure would fall on Dayal, which she expected would be cost prohibitive to purchasing the lot. On June 6, 2022, Tak says Kandola called her and told her Dayal would likely be unable to purchase the property. Dayal was about 30 years old and had been relying on funds from his family, which did not work out, and consequently he was unable to obtain financing to complete the transaction, Tak said in her deposition. The following month, the sellers terminated the contract and moved to Alberta. They relisted the property for $1.5 million, but amidst a rapidly changing housing market, they received no offers. After reducing their asking price a couple more times, they finally sold the property to a new buyer for $1 million, completing the sale in November 2022. Moore and Sabo have now filed a lawsuit against Dayal, claiming damages of more than $1.46 million, including the forfeiture of the $100,000 deposit, for breaching their contract, which led to them having to sell the property for far less. But Dayal says he didn't breach the contract, as there were key elements that were misrepresented in the property listing. In a recent decision, Justice Bradford Smith ruled the matter as not appropriate for an abbreviated summary trial, and a full trial is appropriate given the need to assess the credibility of potential witnesses. The allegations from the lawsuit remain unproven at this point. Meanwhile, a development proposal for the property is currently before the City of Kelowna, having first been submitted last fall. Kelowna-based Stretch Construction is hoping to build a six-story rental-only apartment building on the property. The single-family home on the property has been demolished, and the property is currently vacant. The current developer never purchased the lot at 160 Leadhead, and it remains owned by the city.